Well, good afternoon, welcome, my friends. It is, what's today? Honey, kidding, I know what today is. Maybe the early traces of Alzheimer's. Apparently, a new report out says we're all going to get Alzheimer's. Well, maybe we just forget all the nasty stuff. Good afternoon, and welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, March the 20th. Rubbing a well with you on the flip side for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Now, toll-free number at Republic Trading Group is 1-800-691-7898. And every Tuesday, as you know, we have Bob Chapman on the National Intel Report, and we also do a Bob Chapman special every Tuesday. Today's special, for those of you who are interested, is 80 brilliant uncirculated peace dollars and 10 U.S. $5 liberties. These are the pre-1933 liberties, not the modern issue 10th ounce. Total delivered price, $3,581. As I said, you can give us a call, and not only will we be happy to lock those in for you at today's price, we don't have many packages available, but obviously you also get a free year subscription. More importantly, to the International Forecaster. Speaking of the noble metal, New York City today, gold closed up $5.10 at $659.40. Silver up 14 cents at $13.36. Platinum up $2 at $1,232. Palladium flat at $3.54. Dow Jones Industrial Averages, well, they were up 61 points based on nobody knows what the Fed is going to say tomorrow. Oh, sure. NASDAQ up 13 at 2,408. Big story today, no doubt. Once again, dollar got hit. We are now 281 basis points away from major support of the U.S. dollar at the 80 level, closing at 82.81. Is it possible that the announcement tomorrow by the Fed of their intentions in the months and years to come is going to have a negative effect on the dollar? Who knows? Crude oil closed up 41 cents a barrel in New York City at $59.66. And unleaded gasoline futures, $1.97. Which means, in the Valley of the Sun, premium gasoline is 3 cents away from $3. How's that possible? When crude oil was $61 a barrel, we had gasoline here for $2.34. What's wrong with this picture? Anyway, a lot more to come, my friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday. Interesting day in the metals markets. No question about it. There was a lot of fund buying taking place today. But gold was also boosted by the notion of a weaker dollar after China's central bank governor said in an interview published today that China would stop stockpiling its massive foreign exchange reserves. The bulk of China's currency reserves is held in U.S. dollars. Well, needless to say, after that announcement, it was a cause for the dollar to fall sharply against the yen after the news. But the greenback also slipped 0.1% against the euro. Gold prices usually move in the opposite direction to the dollar, just in case some of you out there have forgotten that. And the pace of U.S. home construction rose by 9% in February, beating analyst predictions and running against dismal news in the subprime home financing sector, according to a government report today. The big question for tomorrow with the Fed is what language will they be using? Will the Fed address the real estate market? Many people say no. They don't want to talk about the real estate market. Rather, they will want to stay away from talking about the real estate market, and for very good reason. Well, one of the reasons is this story out of Detroit, where, if you can believe this one, well, it shouldn't come as a shock or surprise to many people. In Detroit, it's cheaper to buy a car than it is to buy a house. I kid you not. I wouldn't kid you about this. Out of Detroit, Reuters reports, with bidding stalled on some of the latest desirable residencies in Detroit's collapsing housing market, even the fast-talking auctioneer was feeling the stress. Folks, the ground underneath this house goes with it. You do know that, right? He offered. And after selling house after house in the Motor City for less than $29,000, cost to buy the average new car, the auctioneer tried a new line. The lumber in this house is worth more than that. And as Detroit reels from job losses in the U.S. auto industry, the depressed city has emerged as a boomtown in one area, foreclosed properties. It also stands as a case study in the economic pain from the housing bubble, as analysts consider whether a developing crisis in mortgages to high-risk borrowers will trigger a slowdown in the broader U.S. economy. You know, unfortunately, I have some friends of mine that are in the mortgage refinance business, and my, has their business changed dramatically in the last 72 hours. The Fed may not be tightening credit, my friends, but the government is, and so are banks. And when I refer to the government, I'm referring to Fannie and Freddie Mac and banks. No more. Can you buy a house without showing your income? This has put a serious crimp on my broker friends, who now obviously have to find legitimate home buyers who have provable credit. And so the screws are starting to tighten. Now, the interesting thing over the weekend that I caught a little glimpse of was a Jeff Greenfield piece on CNN. And Jeff Greenfield was doing a piece about David Walker. David Walker is America's accountant. And the piece was, and I'll paraphrase, the piece was simply that David Walker has been warning Americans, or those Americans that will listen to him, for many months now about the dire position that the U.S. economy is in. And obviously the steps that are needed to correct this unfortunate problem. Jeff Greenfield speculated, as I have, that the political will of the candidates who want to be president of the United States and who will be having to deal with a major financial crisis on their hands, none of the mainstream candidates are addressing this issue. And there's good reason why they don't want to address this issue, because it's a very, very bad issue to address. This is like the third rail of politics. Why? Because if someone is going to address this financial crisis of the United States honestly, one has got to come to the realization that many government pet projects will have to be abandoned. Various government agencies will have to be taken down. Large bureaucracies will have to fold up. And taxes will have to be raised. As I said, this was a interview that was given on CNN by Jeff Greenfield. Let me just share a little bit of what Jeff Greenfield, the political analyst on CNN, says. You started off the piece by saying, now that this presidential campaign has begun months earlier than times past, maybe the candidates could put some of this time to good use. Not by running from New York to sunny California in search of campaign cash and not with carefully managed internet chats. Maybe they could spend some of this time talking very clearly and specifically about their plans to keep America from going broke. He went on to say that that is the goal of this man, and they show you a picture of David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States, the government's accountant-in-chief. The last few years, he's been going around the country telling anyone who will listen that we are headed for an economic train wreck of catastrophic proportions. It's a message millions of Americans heard a week or so ago when David Walker appeared on 60 Minutes. A message Walker is happy, well, maybe not happy is the right word to use, to deliver to us this message. That we are spending way more than we're taking in. Greenfield continues by saying that the problem facing America is us. If you're one of the 78 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964, the oldest of you will start hitting the Social Security rolls next year. By 2011, you'll start being eligible for Medicare. And that's when the real trouble begins. There just isn't enough money. David Walker says to cover what the government has promised to do. Now, back in the 80s, Republican President Ronald Reagan and Democratic House hammered out a fix on Social Security at a time when the system was perilously close to disaster. And according to David Walker, America was within weeks of the government not being able to issue checks. So Greenfield has a couple of other interviews with David Walker. He ends by saying, and what are the odds that a credible presidential candidate will face these tough choices head on? About the same odds that you'll be seeing snow on this California landscape anytime soon. Let me submit to you the one man presidential candidate that is talking about this issue, and the only one talking about this issue, and the only one that has not only the credentials to talk about this issue, but a man that knows more about it than anybody else. And it's one, Ron Paul. I would not be at all shocked or surprised to see David Walker throwing his full impetus next year and this year behind the candidacy of one Ron Paul. Ron Paul today, speaking about the housing bubble, nails it. Unfortunately, he also nails the culprit of the financial mess we find ourselves in, which could prove to be, well, as we've often said, a couple of presidents have been shot for trying to eliminate the Federal Reserve. Anyway, when we return, Ron Paul. And who's to blame for the housing debacle we're about to face? You shouldn't be surprised.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't need nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, use words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked this earth, I swear all he did was work. Said the devil dreams on an idle horse, so you listen to me, squirt. Don't get too high on a bottle and get right with a man. Fight your fights, find your grace, and all the things that you can't change. And
help somebody if you can. Welcome back, my friends, talking about, well, the unfortunate financial situation we find ourselves in. And just so you understand, the Federal Reserve Bank has a statement on, the U.S. Treasury Department. You can go to their website, by the way, a very informative website, ustreasury.gov. And in the currency section, you will see frequently asked questions. And this is the own government's website. So I'm just telling you what they're telling you about your Federal Reserve note. It's an official government statement. It's a short little paragraph. It says, Federal Reserve notes are not redeemable in gold, silver, or any other commodity and receive no backing by anything. This has been the case since 1933. The notes have no value for themselves, but for what they will buy. In another sense, Because they are legal tender, Federal Reserve notes are backed by all the goods and services in the economy. The operative word, my friends, is that the notes have no value for themselves. From the mouths of the U.S. Treasury's own website. Ron Paul, speaking about the housing market, says the U.S. housing market, long considered vulnerable by many economists, is now on the verge of suffering a serious collapse in many regions. Commodities guru and hedge fund manager Jimmy Rogers warns that the real estate market will drop 40 to 50% in value. Mainstream media outlets like the New York Times are reporting breathlessly about the possibility of widespread defaults on subprime mortgages. When the bubble finally bursts, millions of Americans will be looking for someone to blame. Well, it's like with everything. We've got to find someone to blame, as though it makes us feel good, having a scapegoat. But we always look for someone to blame. Why? Because we are victims. We have developed the victim mentality. So you see, if you're a victim, you can never be accused for doing something as stupid as buying a $400,000 home with no way to pay for it. But that's another story. Back to Ron Paul. He says, so who are we going to blame? Well, look for Congress to hold hearings into subprime lending practices and predatory mortgages. By the way, recent poll conducted said mortgage brokers are now suffering low esteem amongst the voting public. As a matter of fact, mortgage brokers are now revered right under used car salesmen, but above trial lawyers and the President of the United States. So Ron Paul says we're going to hear a lot of grandstanding about how unscrupulous lenders took advantage of the poor people and how rampant speculation caused real estate markets around the country to overheat. It'll be reminiscent of the Enron hearings, and the message will be explicitly or implicitly the same. Free market capitalism, left unchecked, leads to greed, fraud, and unethical, if not illegal, business practices. But capitalism is not to blame, says Ron Paul, for the housing bubble. The Federal Reserve is. No, no, not the Federal Reserve. Specifically, Mr. Paul says, Fed intervention in the economy through the manipulation of interest rates and the creation of money caused the artificial boom in mortgage lending. The Fed has roughly tripled the amount of dollars in credit in circulation since just 1990. Housing prices have risen dramatically, not because of simple supply and demand, but because the Fed literally created demand by making the cost of borrowing money artificially cheap. When credit is cheap, individuals tend to borrow too much and spend recklessly. This is not to say that all banks, lenders, and Wall Street firms are blameless. Many of them are politically connected and benefited directly from the Fed's easy money policies. And some lenders did make fraudulent or unethical loans, but every cent they loaned was first created by the Federal Reserve. Interesting, isn't it? We'll take a short break, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Main. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You feel like heaven's touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side. You're just too good. Talking about an article from Ron Paul today. And in this host's opinion, the only man qualified to run for the president in 08 who can actually address the serious issues facing America and maybe save it from Armageddon, financial Armageddon, as opposed to any other type of Armageddon. And the sad thing is that the media is paying absolutely no attention to Ron Paul. Oh, I'm sure they'll pay attention to Ron Paul if between now and 08 everything goes into a complete free fall and we have a severe economic downturn. But by then it's too late. Because Ron Paul understands, he's a doctor, he's diagnosed the problem. He knows where the patient is suffering. He knows how to remove the cancer that is ultimately going to kill this body. Whereas all the other politicians out there who are looking at this body, this body that's been consumed by this cancer, And all they are recommending is, well, take a couple of aspirins and call me in the morning, and hopefully your cancer will be cured miraculously overnight. No, it's not. The rot is deep. It has, this malignant form of cancer has been growing for 100 years. It is infested the entire body. Now, as Ron Paul says, this is not to say that this debacle, this housing debacle that we are facing, is the cause of bad banks and bad lenders and Wall Street firms. Many of them are just simply politically connected and benefited directly from the Fed's easy money policies. And some lenders did make fraudulent or unethical loans, but every cent they loaned was created by the Federal Reserve. The actions of lenders are directly attributable to the policies of the Fed. When credit is cheap, why not loan money more recklessly to individuals who would not normally qualify? Even with higher default rates, lenders could make huge profits simply through volume. Subprime lending is a symptom of the housing bubble, not the cause of the housing bubble. Fed credit distorts mortgage lending through Fannie and Freddie Mac, two government schemes created by Congress supposedly to, yes, help the poor. Fannie and Freddie enjoy an implicit guarantee of a bailout by the federal government if their loans default, and thus are insulated from market forces. This insulation spurred investors to make funds available to Fannie and Freddie that otherwise would have been invested in other securities or more productive endeavors, thereby fueling the housing boom. The Federal Reserve provides the mother's milk for booms and busts wrongly associated with a mythical business cycle. Imagine a Brinks truck driving down a busy street with the doors wide open and the money flying out everywhere, and you'll have a pretty good analogy of Fed policy over the past two decades. Unless and until we get the Federal Reserve out of the business of creating money at will and setting interest rates, we will remain vulnerable to market bubbles and painful corrections. If housing prices plummet and millions of Americans find themselves owing more than the homes are worth, the blame lies squarely with Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke, but more so with Alan Greenspan, who is now enjoying the fruits of his ill-gotten chairmanship of the Federal Reserve, because he now demands $100,000 for a one-hour speech. $100,000 an hour? Now, that's capitalism, my friends. Let me repeat, from the Federal Reserve, from the U.S. Treasury's own website, about that Federal Reserve note in your pocket. What is it worth? What's a dollar worth? Well, according to U.S. Treasury, nothing, zero, nada, zilch. The value of that dollar is based on faith and credit of the American taxpayer. Where's the American taxpayer going? Well, the American taxpayers in some serious hurt. There are pockets around this country that are causing instability. And instability ultimately leads to more widespread instability into areas that are not classified as unstable, such as Detroit. The ripple effect, if you will, of the subprime implosion. It's going to fester into all markets. We do not know how many hedge funds are deeply invested in subprime mortgage. But because it was free money for so long, you can bet everybody's in this baby. How bad will it get? I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. I do not have a crystal ball. I had one, and I lent it to someone, never got it back. But these are the facts that we have to deal with. Now, is there a single, has there been a single mainstream candidate for president, either side, Democrat, Republican, that has come out and talked about America's future financial obligations? Have they talked about the baby boomers retiring next year? Have they talked about the bankruptcy of the new Medicaid program? No, of course not. They don't want to talk about it. It's the big pink elephant in the middle of the room because they know it's the third rail of politics. Because once you address these issues, you've got to come up with solutions to the problems. And the solution to the problems, none of these candidates wants to hear about or talk about because it's going to require cutting large bureaucracies, which should be cut. Department of Homeland Security should be the first government bureaucracy that goes. What a shock, what a surprise, now that we find out with the new scandal about the firing of U.S. attorneys. Not that the president doesn't have the right to fire U.S. attorneys if he so deems that's his prerogative. They serve at the pleasure of the president. He could have come out and said, I fired these people because of patronage. I wanted to put other people in their positions because it is a political appointment. But no. They don't come out and say that. They try and fluff around it and give all kinds of other excuses. It's always the cover-up that gets you into trouble. But the problem that you have with this whole expose being uncovered is something we have said for a long time. And that there were provisions within Patriot Act 2 that nobody knew about. Now we're talking about the people who actually voted on the bill, senators and congressmen. What do you mean? What do you mean we don't have to have Senate approval for U.S. attorneys? How did that happen? That's in the Patriot Act. What do you mean it's in the Patriot Act? You didn't read the Patriot Act before you voted on it? No. We should be questioning, what else did they miss? What else is in the Patriot Act that these guys don't know that exists? You mean to tell me that all these smart lawyers in Washington, D.C. didn't see that little section in the Patriot Act that was put in that says that there's no Senate confirmation of U.S. attorneys? It is amazing when you think about it. But, as I said, it's something we've been talking about for a long time. Ron Paul, one of only five elected officials who voted against the Patriot Act. That was his basis of this 2 years ago, even after Patriot Act 1. Came out and he said, 3 hours before we were to vote on it, we were given, which amounted to just a summary of what was in the Patriot Act, and told to vote on it. It's like what the White House did. When was it? Yesterday they do a document dump. Well, we want to see the emails. So what do? They dumped like 300,000 emails in huge boxes, filled up a whole room. Here you are. Knock yourself out. Because they know it's not going to happen. So here we are. You know, over the weekend I was thinking, well, maybe it was because it was St. Patrick's Day. Over the weekend. I know a little bit about Irish culture and heritage. I know the Irish people. I lived there for a year. I lived in Dublin. Got to know the Irish. Got to know their history. And it's an amazing history. And the amazing thing is the disconnect between America and Ireland when it comes to St. Patrick. Yeah, the large majority of people have no idea who St. Patrick was. Some people say, well, he banished the snakes from Ireland. Well, the snake thing is a metaphor. There were never, ever snakes in Ireland. Ireland's never had snakes. What the banishment of the snakes from Ireland was Well, St. Patrick got rid of the Druids, the pagans and the heathens, and introduced Christianity to Ireland. That's why he's their patron saint. That's why they love him in Ireland. They revere him. St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, when I was there, was a revered holiday. It was a religious holiday. You woke up, you went to Mass, and you came home. All the bars are closed, all the restaurants. It's a holy day. Hence the term holiday. But let's not get into that. But it's amazing the naivete of people when it comes to St. Patrick and Irish culture and Irish heritage. And then I remember that, oh yeah, America had that problem with Kennedy. Well, you can't elect him because he's Irish, or Catholic, I should say. And you know, when you think about why was Kennedy assassinated, as I've long held the view that his desire to eliminate or limit the power of the Federal Reserve ultimately could have been the cause of his demise. The other cause of his demise could have been, obviously, well, something to do with the mafia. And there's no question it's connected to the mafia somewhere down the line. You know, politics, we now know, well, we know, we've always known that politics is about influence and power. And there's no question Joe Kennedy pulled out all the stops with the Catholic community, especially the Italians, to get out the vote for Kennedy. And he won by the slimmest of margins. And there's no question that one could make the case that if it wasn't for the Italian mafia, Kennedy would never have become president of the United States. And the Italians knew this. And so they thought, well, they assumed, another reason why you shouldn't assume anything. And they assumed that they would get favor from the new incoming administration of JFK. Unfortunately, when JFK nominated Robert to be Attorney General, and suddenly, don't ask me why, he went on this rampage, but decided to clamp down on organized crime, Italians felt betrayed. They felt dissed. And if you know Italians out there, honor runs high amongst Italians, especially within the mafia. It's a code of honor thing. You mess up on that Italian code of honor, and it's, well, the outcome is not pleasant. And so there's no question the Italian mafia could have been involved in the assassination of Kennedy. As you know, we did you this favor, we got you the presidency of the United States, and in turn, what do you do? Nominate your brother to become Attorney General, and the first thing he does is going after us. Or it could have been the Federal Reserve, either. Could have been all of the above. But I find that part of American history fascinating. All American history is fascinating. Why they don't teach the stuff in school? You know, there's that old saying out there, if the kids don't learn, or if we don't teach and they don't learn, they cannot defend what they don't know. And how can you defend the United States of America and what its founding was and the warts and all? I mean, the whole, because it's a history that's unique. But you can see it represented. As I said, unfortunately, in the level of knowledge that most people have of Irish culture, and some people say, well, do I have to understand Irish culture? Because you'll never understand today's culture. It's the reason why we're in a mess in the Middle East. Because the people that perpetuated this war in the Middle East had no understanding, not only of the people that were there. The president didn't even know that there were Sunnis and Shiites. He thought everybody that lived in Iraq were Muslims. I'm serious about this. This is the man that sent your sons and daughters to die in that godforsaken country. Didn't even understand the ethnic differences in the country. Didn't understand the language, didn't understand the ethnic differences, didn't understand the history of the region. Didn't understand, or maybe it was just didn't want to understand, because everything that this president has done has been at the behest of the Israeli lobby. Or Nathan Sharansky, if you want, his guru, his shining light. It's another one of those discussions. Do you think in a president trying to explain the chaos in the Middle East, America's foreign policy, do you think you could actually have a presidential debate where we debate whether or not a foreign government's lobby in the United States is detrimental to the long-term health of the United States? Well, don't hold your breath on that debate anytime soon. Stand by, my friends. Take a short break. Be right back. Tell you about the Bob Chapman special for Tuesday when we return.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you will also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift.
Welcome back, my friends, and this final segment for a Friday. Looky here at this little news blurb. Reuters reporting. It says Merrill Lynch raised its long-term forecast for gold prices, citing positive supply-demand fundamentals while keeping its view unchanged that bullion could hit $700 an ounce by mid-May. Because of buying for the Indian wedding season, Merrill also lifted its projections on the price of silver. Just a little blurb there in the financial news segment. Amazing stuff. You won't be hearing that by the talking heads on CNBC, I can guarantee you that. As we mentioned, each and every Tuesday, we have Bob Chapman on in the intelligence report with John Stadtmuller, and we give an offer every Tuesday for you to have the ability to get a free year subscription to the International Forecaster. And let me tell, for those of you out there that never read the Forecaster, Bob Chapman doesn't put out a newsletter. It's a manuscript. You know, for me, newsletter is two pages. Well, and just so you know, Bob Chapman's is a small manuscript that he puts out. How he does it, I don't know. Anyway, the Bob Chapman special today, and when we say it's a special, let me tell you, it's a special. And we have very limited packages, these packages available. I think we started with 12, I think we're down to 7. The package contains 80 brilliant uncirculated peace dollars, these all dated between 1922 and 1925. Kind of ironic, isn't it? They brought out the peace dollar as a symbol that we'll never go to war again. Well, they hadn't even finished minting them, and they're already planning the next one, thanks to the Federal Reserve. So you get 80 brilliant uncirculated peace dollars, and you get 10 pre-1933 $5 U.S. liberties. A lot of people get confused because the new 10th-ounce American gold coin has a $5 a denomination, but that's a tenth of an ounce. It's a quarter of an ounce. So you get 10 $5 U.S. liberties in extra fine condition, 80 brilliant uncirculated peace dollars, shipped and delivered to your front door, and a free subscription for $3,581. And you can call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. Once again, my apologies for those of you who received the free DVD from Republic Trading Group, where I take full responsibility for putting the wrong phone number. I think I had a digit off there somewhere. And it just goes to show how you can look at something and not see anything. It's kind of like a metaphor of where we are today, financially speaking. We can see everything, but we really can't see what we need to see. Well, my friends, sitting in the big chair tomorrow will be Jeffrey Bennett. I will join you on Thursday. Till then, see you, bye.